Well, it's Wednesday, and that means we check in with Only a Game's Bill Littlefield to talk about the week in sports. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
Good to see you.
Good to be here.
So we just heard a discussion about the high cost of tickets, scalping, and what to do about it. What's your take on all this?
My take is to stay away from the aftermarket. Stay away from the secondary sellers of tickets, whether they're on the street or in offices pretending to be reliable and responsible.
It really does require, it seems like, a pound of flesh to get these tickets.
No, the prices are absolutely out of the question, especially, obviously, for premier events.
Now, I'm struck by this fact, and have been for years, that ticket scalpers, I mean, we talk about this year in, year out, and yet ticket scalpers of major sports venues like Fenway Park seem to operate with impunity. Everyone knows they're there. Why isn't something done about this?
Well, I would imagine and I would hope that it's because the police are out catching actual criminals. I mean, if there ever was a victimless crime, I suppose this is it, because only people who wish to spend this kind of money on tickets do it. But seriously, I guess it's just part of the price of doing business in the very big business that pro sports has become.
Hmm. Well, speaking of pro sports, let's talk a little baseball. The Red Sox succumbed last night to Cliff Lee of the Philadelphia Phillies.
And Cliff Lee has shut out the Red Sox in game one, 5-0. And the left-hander from Benton, Arkansas, has now tossed three consecutive shutouts. He was surgical tonight.
He shut them out 5-0. He no-hit them through six or seven innings, and that was his third shutout in a row. I mean, how impressive is Cliff Lee?
Well, he's extremely impressive, and there is no shame in losing to Cliff Lee, whether you're in first place or not. He's been extraordinary this year, and the Phillies' pitching in general has been quite good this year, and that's one of the reasons they're on the top of their division.
Yeah, interesting, too, that the Red Sox usually tear up National League teams, but they've lost 5 out of 6 against Pittsburgh, San Diego, now Philadelphia. And speaking of Philadelphia, some folks speculate that the Red Sox-Phillies could well be meeting each other in the fall in the World Series.
Yeah, a lot of things could happen between now and October, so I wouldn't worry too much about who wins games in June, even between two contending clubs.
Little interesting subplot in the coming days. Adrian Gonzalez, the Red Sox slugging first baseman, going to be moved out to right field so that David Ortiz, the designated hitter, they can get his bat into the lineup. He'll be playing first base.
Yeah, and forget the designated hitter. I mean, David Ortiz, base runner extraordinaire. The guy's stealing bases at an unprecedented rate. Not since the days of Louis Tiant batting and running the bases have we seen such extraordinary base runner.
You know, he is just always fun to watch. It's so good to see him hitting the ball hard and playing such a major role in the Red Sox again. Just
absolutely.
Such joy.
They've been talking for years about how good this guy would be if they ever got him in a Red Sox uniform, and they finally did, and what a surprise. He's really good.
Really. So let's do a quick post-NHL season check-in. Bruins captain Zdeno Chara will be meeting with police in Montreal sometime in the coming weeks. This goes back to a case last March when Chara hit violently the Canadiens' Max Pacioretty, who suffered a concussion and a cracked vertebrae.
Zold. Oh, Pacioretty is down face first as Chara angled him, and Pacioretty was lined up against the center glass between the two benches. It's a very hazardous part of the ice.
Could Chara really be facing criminal charges over this?
Max Pacioretty hopes not. He has said, everybody should just move on. I'm moving on. I'm okay physically. So, you know, that's his take. What the authorities in Montreal will make of this, I really don't know, although it would be quite unusual for criminal charges to be brought.
Well, interesting that all these weeks and months later, actually, that this is still the focus of investigators in Montreal.
The whole idea of violence, and especially the idea of head injuries in contact sports, is very much in the front of the consciousness, not only of the players, but of the fans as well. And it probably should be. I mean, anything that leads people to pay more attention to potentially life-changing head injuries is a good thing.
Mm. Well, let's move on to women's tennis. At Wimbledon, the Williams sisters, Serena and Venus, knocked out in the fourth round. And now it looks like Maria Sharapova is really poised to reclaim a title she hasn't won for the past 7 years.
It's been a very strange landscape at this tournament. Both Williams sisters out, number one seeds falling, top seeds falling all over the draw. And very nice road for Maria Sharapova, as you point out, from here on in, if she can continue to play as well as she's been playing.
Well, that'll be a fun weekend. I always enjoy that on the weekend, breakfast at Wimbledon. So that'll be fun to watch. Thanks, Bill. We appreciate you coming in today.
My pleasure.
That's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear right here on WBUR Saturday at 7 in the morning and again at 7 in the evening. And right now, online, you can read Bill's treatment in verse, of course, of the bankruptcy of the LA Dodgers. You can find a link to that at RadioBoston.org.